Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This guy is a machine. All he does is work out and pick winners.
Early Odds with Jake Hassan.
Oregon's down by 12. They're on the 45-yard line with no timeouts.
Oregon's got an all-American field goal kicker.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
Chicago sports betting.
Touchdown, Ohio State. There are some folks who are celebrating and others who are saying, you've got to be kidding.
You kind of know what I'm thinking about.
Over or under?
Under would be the key word. Hello?
Bet with an edge.
He'd find out the kind of inside stuff nobody else knew, and that's what he put his money on. He even figured out the different bounce you got off the different kinds of wood they used on college basketball courts, you know?
Early Odds with Jake Hassan on The Score.
And a friend of mine is very smart, said I've been very lucky with gambling. I've never won.
Welcome back in another edition of Early Odds here on 670 The Score. Jake Hassan with you for the next hour, talking all things betting. Another great slate in college football, NFL week two. We'll hit a little bit of baseball on the back end as well, but we are going to start with the college football and NFL bets. And so we're bringing back a friend of the show, a repeat guest on this show, personal friend of mine as well, Ryan Horvath, BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network, at Ryan Horvath on Twitter. Buddy, you texted me a bunch of bets for this weekend. There's a lot of gross stuff in the NFL, too, that we got to get to. A lot of interesting line movement. But first and foremost, welcome back. Thanks for being on.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. It's great to be on here in Chicago, my hometown. I feel like I've been doing a radio show in Chicago every single morning because my buddy's back home. I'm in a big text thread with like 10 of my friends, all huge Bears fans. And it went from, you know, last year before the Jacksonville game, it went from Caleb Williams, first ballot Hall of Famer, first Bears quarterback to throw for over 4,000 yards, MVP winner, Super Bowl champ, to now, oh no, I don't know if we got the guy. Oh no, is he the worst quarterback in this class? Is Bo Nix better? Is JJ McCarthy better? So I've been trying to talk people off the ledge the last week, man. I think everything is going to be okay, but it's great to be back on. And like you said, we got a loaded college slate. And we got a loaded NFL slate. It's the best time of the year, in my opinion. And we can't forget about baseball, your passion either, man, with the postseason right around the corner. I don't mind talking baseball when my team's actually relevant.
Well, they're fringe relevant. We can do some Cubs stuff on the end before we let you go, Ryan. But first, like you said, it's a loaded college football slate. And I think we have to start with, I don't know if it's the game of the week, but it's the game that is getting the most pub, and it's Georgia and Tennessee. And I know you are on the favorite in this one. There's been a lot of quarterback discourse with this game. There's been a lot of back and forth with this game, but you're on the favorite. Tell us why you like Georgia.
Yeah, I like Georgia actually to win the SEC. Now, it was between Georgia and LSU. I took both teams, took a stab on both teams. I took LSU over 8.5 wins. Case I made for them was if they didn't win 9 games, Brian Kelly would probably be bought out. But with Georgia, man, they have not really shown anything. They've kind of played with their food the first two games of the season. Also, though, they haven't really played anybody. So I like them in this spot. I think they're the better team. They're trying to really get their quarterback, Gunnar Stockton, going. He kind of got thrown into the action last year against Notre Dame when Carson Beck got hurt. But I think Georgia is going to finish with one of the better defenses in the country. In Tennessee, they're 2-0, man, but I haven't been all that impressed. It was a weird offseason for them where they lost their starting quarterback, Nico Imaliava. He goes to UCLA. And then weirdly enough, they bring in UCLA's starting quarterback. So it was almost like a trade. And he's looked all right, but I just, anything under 6 points, I think is a steal here with Georgia. Better defense, and I do think that their offense finally shows some signs of life. I just feel like they haven't really want to put too much on tape the first 2 weeks of the season with this game coming up. Also, Kirby Smart just doesn't lose to Tennessee. He does not lose to Josh Heupel. 6-0 against the spread, 6-0 straight up. So give me Georgia here.
Let me ask you a follow-up question off of that. Do you think that this is maybe the last buy point for Georgia before things kind of, before they hit the gas pedal and we maybe lose some of these numbers in the futures market?
I do. I know one group came in at like 3, 3.5, and it bumped it up to 4. You know, I do think that there'll be some resistance if we did get to like 6. I don't know if we get to 6. I think this is probably the lowest buy that you're going to get on Georgia. You know, even if you want to go a cheap money line price, because I could see this game coming down to the wire or seeing Tennessee backdoor cover this thing. I wouldn't go over 6, but anything over or under, I should say, a touchdown, I do like Georgia.
I want to talk to you about the other quote-unquote game of the week that has kind of become the game of the week, but Miami-USF, you don't have anything on the side here, but a lot of discourse around the game because Miami obviously, or I'm sorry, USF coming off the walk-off win against Florida. They're the hot team that everybody wants to talk about right now. People rushing to take the 17.5 with the Bulls, but just I know you don't have a play on the side, but how do you see this game playing out? What's your bet in this game? Because I know you do have one. But just from your game analysis standpoint, too, what do you think happens here?
All right, so I like the under in the game. So usually that would correlate with me liking the 17.5 point underdog here. But I actually like the favorite. I like Miami in this spot. I ended up betting Miami last minute, even at 17, not getting the best of the number, 17.5. I think they win this game by 21 points. I could see this honestly being like, you know, a 35-7 type game here, Jake, just because I've been really impressed with South Florida. In fact, I think they actually have the most impressive resume in the country. They beat Boise State to start the season as underdogs, ranked team. They made the college football playoff last year. And then last week, they went into the swamp and beat Florida as almost 3-touchdown underdogs. And I was on South Florida the first 2 weeks of the season. I really like their starting quarterback, Byron Brown. Dual threat quarterback. He's going to use his legs a lot. I just don't think he's going to be able to do so against Miami. Miami is the real deal. Go back and watch that game against Notre Dame. They shut down Notre Dame's rushing attack. And that's with Jeremiah Love, who people like to win the Heisman, and Jadarian Price. Those two guys didn't average 4 yards per carry. And it's because Miami finished the game with 5 tackles for a loss, 3 sacks. Their defensive line was responsible for 4 tackles for a loss and all 3 sacks. Watch this kid, Reuben Bain. I can't wait to see what he does at the NFL level. He played 48 snaps against Notre Dame, had 6 tackles, a half of a sack, half of a tackle for a loss, had 4 pressures, had 1 interception, and did not miss a single tackle. I don't think South Florida is going to be able to get the run game going. And then on the other side of the ball, I played Carson Beck to win the Heisman at 22-1. I believe that's down to like 11-1, 10-1 right now. I think there's still some meat on the bone, man. I think Miami finishes with double-digit wins. Good chance they win the ACC, especially with Clemson being a little bit of a letdown. And Carson Beck is on fire right now. He just completed, granted it was against Bethune-Cookman, but he completed his first 15 passes. That broke the most consecutive completed passes in a row by a Miami quarterback. Nobody had done that since Vinny Testaverde. He goes 22-24 against Bethune-Cookman for 264 and 2 touchdowns. They already have the signature win over Notre Dame. As long as they don't do what they did last year and fall apart down the stretch and lose to a team like Syracuse as double-digit favorites, I think Miami's going to be in the hunt for the college football playoff. So I think they blow out South Florida. I like Miami here, and I like the under. I think South Florida's the dog with fleas this weekend.
Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight, the BetMGM Network, at Ryan Horvath on Twitter. This next one surprises me, but just explain to me why you're touching the stove again with Alabama and laying the 20.5.
Okay, so, man, I wanted to make the case for Wisconsin. Lived in Milwaukee for a couple of years. I love the people, love going to Madison, love the tradition, love jump around. The case I was trying to make for Wisconsin here, man, was last year they tried to go with like an air raid offense, which is just not Wisconsin. You think Wisconsin, you think Jonathan Taylor, Ron Dayne, ground and pound, run game, strong offensive line. Last year they brought in Phil Longo to call plays and they tried to go air raid. It did not work out. This year they went back to their rushing attack, and right now they're top 75 in running the ball, 4.3 yards per carry. Weirdly enough, Alabama, for the first time since I think I've been alive, outside the top 100, they're giving up 162 yards on the ground. But I think they wake up here, man. And I'm not the biggest trends guy, but Bama 5-1 against the number in their last six games at home. Wisconsin's 2-5 against the spread in their last seven games. Big year for Luke Fickell. Last year, they only go 5-7. It's been a disappointment for him. I just, granted, Bama played UL Monroe last week, but they beat him 73-0. Their quarterback, Ty Simpson, did not throw an incomplete pass. And Wisconsin's quarterback, Billy Edwards Jr., he's been out. He might play in this game. Even if he does, not the biggest fan. Their backup, Danny O'Neill, not the biggest fan. I think Alabama bounces back here after that disappointing week one loss to Florida State. And we had Florida State in that game. I love Florida State this year in the ACC, man. I think they're a really good football team. And I don't think Bama expected that, but I do think that they're going to be ready for Wisconsin. Wisconsin plays the toughest schedule in the country. Here's where we start to fade them, man. I think they're going to fall apart down the stretch. They're 2-0, but they've beat, you know, St. Viator and in Carmel High School. So I think this step up in class is going to be too much on the road in Tuscaloosa. I think they lose this game by 28 plus points.
I love, this is why I love having you on, Horvy, because you just get the random Chicago suburbs or Chicagoland high school name drops, and it makes me laugh every single time. It's been a big Nazareth Academy week. Go Roadrunners as an alum myself. But speaking of the ACC, and you mentioned this team once already, Clemson, they've been kind of a disappointment. They go against Georgia Tech. You're on the total in this game, but do you think Clemson might be fraudulent, or is this more about the other teams in the ACC being better than we expected?
All right, so I've heard enough this week, man. I actually picked Clemson to win the ACC. If I were going to make a bet right now, Jake, I would bet either Florida State, although you've missed the number because they were 30-1 to start the year, or I would take Miami. Miami is a team of NFL players. The problem is their coach is a big idiot, right? Like, remember a couple of years ago, all they had to do was take a knee against this Georgia Tech team, and for whatever reason, they call halfback draw, fumble the ball away, and then Haynes King beats them with a Hail Mary. But I've liked this Georgia Tech team since they beat that Miami team. But here's where I'm going to buy low on Clemson, right? They were plus 110 to win the ACC, the overwhelming favorite. They lose week one because they played a really good LSU team that I think is going to make the college football playoff. Last week, they sleepwalk and almost get beat. You know, they were losing in the first half by double digits to Troy, who's a decent football program. But come on, man. Clemson was, I think, a four-touchdown favorite. Everybody was expecting a bounce back. And their quarterback, Cade Klubnik, who a lot of people think could be the number one overall pick, the top quarterback taken, he has not looked good. But I'm going to buy low. Right now, you could get Clemson at a juice 2.5. You could get him as a three-point favorite. Or you could just go money line, which I did at BetMGM at minus 145. I could be wrong. I do like Georgia Tech. I like their coaching staff. I like Haynes King. I like their running back Haynes a lot. But I'm going to buy low here on Clemson. They're a little bit beat up. Last week, they were without three starters. We have no idea because it's college football if any of them are going to play today, Jake. But I do think that they win this game. I'll buy low on Clemson here.
I want to run through really fast the other plays that you have on the card. And just which one, what's your favorite? What are you strongest on? The ones we haven't talked about. Duke catching a point, Pitt laying 6.5, Iowa State laying 21, Washington State catching 6, or the late game Minnesota against Cal in minus 1.5. Out of those, Horvy, that we haven't talked about, which one do you like the most today?
All right, so I ended up playing really quick. I'll throw an extra that I threw out last minute. Northwestern plus 28 against Oregon. I know it's disgusting, but it's a classic look-ahead spot for Oregon. So I love Northwestern today, as gross as that is. I know you guys have to kind of like find a loophole to bet them, unfortunately. I love Duke. Okay, so I bet Duke plus 3. And I never say like, oh, Vegas is wrong. They got it wrong. Anybody that tells you that is an idiot, right? Like, there's a reason why Vegas continues to build big casinos and castles and nice hotels, and people that say that are living under a bridge somewhere, Jake. But I do think that Duke should be a 2.5-point favorite in this game. Duke should have beat Illinois last week. I'm sorry to say it, Jake, but they should have. They turned the ball over 5 times, but they outgained them. I think they're going to beat Tulane by at least 3 points, so I like them. And then tonight in the nightcap, I like this Minnesota team a lot. They lose their defensive coordinator to Miami, but I still think they're going to have a top 15 defense, and I like their quarterback, Drake Lindsey. So Cal's a fraudulent 2-0. Love Miami tonight, and I love Duke today.
Horvat, you have no idea my surprise during that Duke game where I was famously at a wedding, and I leave at halftime to go take pictures because I was in the said wedding. Imagine my surprise coming back and Illinois is just up a billion. It was, and I agree with you. They got lucky. I'm so scared for this team. They'll be fine this week, but Indiana next week really, really scares me. Okay, Horvat, last thing on college, and we'll move to NFL really fast, but You've avoided it, and I'm surprised you don't have anything in this game, but what are you feeling for Notre Dame and Texas A&M? Like, are you nervous? What are we thinking?
I kind of like the under in the game. I want to wait. It's been steamed over, which I don't understand that move. Now, I was actually impressed with Notre Dame despite the loss to Miami because, again, I think Miami's a really good football team. Their quarterback, C.J. Carr, is a freshman, a redshirt freshman, but he's a freshman. And that's his first start on the road in that environment, tough environment. They've had the week off. A&M, you know, granted, they played Joliet Catholic last week. They did have a game. I'm worried about this one as a Notre Dame fan. I know a lot of people do like Notre Dame. I could see Notre Dame winning this game by 7, by double digits. Could also make the case, man, for A&M to win this game outright. I like Mike Elko. I thought it would take a year or two for him to build a program. Tough schedule again this year in the SEC. This is a tough game for Notre Dame, man. It really is. And if they lose, even if they win out, finish 10-2 with a victory over USC, they're not going to make the playoff. So this is a playoff game tonight for Notre Dame. I'm nervous. I really think 6.5 is too many points. If I were to bet this game, I'm going to bet the under most likely, but I'm going to wait. And I would probably take the points here with A&M. The reason I haven't done so, they're beat up. They got like 3 players who might go, might not go. I want to wait and see the final injury report. I'm hoping Notre Dame wins, but if they do, Jake, I see it being more of a field goal game, man. Like Elko used to coach at Notre Dame. You have that angle. They lost last year, so it's a revenge game. It was his first game. I'm nervous about this one, so I would take the points with the dog here.
Let's talk NFL, Horvat, at Ryan Horvat on Twitter. At BetMGM Network, BetMGM tonight, Monday through Friday, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Friend of the program, recurring guest. Let's go NFL. And there's a lot of disgusting lines this week. I think we can agree on that. And I don't think anybody has any qualms about admitting that. But I know you. I know you're on some of these disgusting lines. You're probably on some of the dogs. What is the biggest, stinkiest line that you like this week in the NFL?
Oh, yeah. All right. So everybody loves the Denver Broncos, Jake. You know who doesn't love the Denver Broncos? Me. I love the defense. They might have the best defense in the league. I love the Greenlaw pickup this offseason, especially if he stays healthy. They have the best corner in the league, and it's not even close, and Pat Surtain. But I think Bo Nix, and we could run back this tape if I'm wrong, I think Bo Nix is a fraud. I've been watching him since Auburn. I watched him at Oregon, and I watched him last year. And I know as a rookie, he throws 30 touchdown passes. But go back and watch some of those games. I'll never forget the game against the Jets. He completed 11 passes in the first half for -7 yards. I've never seen anything like it. He looks good because Sean Payton is still really damn good, man. He's a great play caller, a great schemer, a great head coach. But I like the Chargers more in that division. I like the Chiefs more, obviously, because at the end of the day, I don't think Bo Nix with his arm is going to be able to win games in the second half in the fourth quarter. And we saw it again last week against Tennessee. They were big favorites, and they didn't cover. And it was because he throws 2 picks. He had 4 turnover-worthy plays. He could have thrown 4 interceptions. And when you blitz Bo Nix, when he's under pressure, he has one of the worst QB ratings in the league. In Indianapolis, they have a new defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo, who was the DC in Cincinnati when they made the run to the Super Bowl. Last week, they led the league in takeaways. They had, I believe, 3 takeaways. So if he gets sloppy with the football here, I think that they're going to benefit. And also, I think they blitzed at like the 4th highest rate. So I think Bo Nix is going to be under pressure in this game. And Daniel Jones looked damn good. You're going to laugh, but go back and watch that game. They ran more RPOs than any team in the league last week in the Shane Steichen offense. And I like the weapons for the Colts, man. Right, Jonathan Taylor, even though he's getting a little bit older, is still one of the better backs in the league. I don't like Michael Pittman this week. I would play all unders. Terrible matchup for him. But I like Downs. I like Tyler Warren, even though he's a rookie. He might catch 8 balls in this game. So I like the Colts to beat the Broncos, and so does the market. They opened as 3-point dogs. Now they're down to 1.5, 2 in some shops. I think they win that game outright. I like the Jags. They were catching 5.5, down to 3.5 against the Bengals. I actually played the Jags to win the South. I played Trevor Lawrence over 21.5 touchdown passes, and I played Liam Cohen to win Coach of the Year. I know the whole Duval thing was goofy, but I love it. Kentucky, he convinced everybody that Will Levis could be a starting quarterback in the NFL. If he can't get the most out of Trevor Lawrence, nobody can, man. So I'm going to buy low on the Jags. The defense looked damn good week one, too. I really like what they did this offseason, bringing in the slot corner Jordan Lewis. I think the defense bounces back, and I think they got a good shot to beat the Bengals. I was not impressed with the Bengals week one. They barely get past the Browns. The offense didn't even average 6 yards per play. It was ugly. I like the Dolphins, as awful as they looked. I have the under on their win total. I think there's a good chance Mike McDaniel is the first coach fired, but I think they beat the Patriots. I don't understand the Patriots' love this year, Jake. They go from a 4-win team to their win total.
As somebody that was on the Raiders last week, I'm with you, brother. Continue.
Dude, their win total is 8.5, right? And I like Mike Vrabel, but I think the Dolphins bounce back and win this game at home. I don't understand the love for Drake May. Eventually, I think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. Right now, the facts are the facts and the numbers are the numbers. He's 1-10 straight up. He's won 1 game in his NFL career. So give me the Dolphins today. And then lastly, this might be the stinkiest one. I think the Saints stink. And I have the Niners.
Don't do it.
NFC. I'm a little bit nervous about the Niners right now because of all these injuries. Let's not forget Mac Jones. A lot of people wanted Mac Jones in San Francisco. Instead, they took Trey Lance. I think the offense will run just fine with Mac Jones. Funny enough, everybody was worried about Christian McCaffrey, his health coming into the season. He's the one healthy piece on this Niners offense. Niners down to 3, minus 160 on the money line against this Saints team. I'll take San Francisco, man. Right? Like, who do you trust more, Mac Jones or Spencer Rattler? Kyle Shanahan or Kellen Moore? Give me the Niners. I think they win this game by a touchdown.
Okay, you scared me. I thought you were going the other side because we've seen the Saints get bet down. They were, 5, 4.5, and now they're all the way down to 3 and still moving. You scared me. I agree with you on the Niners completely. I was going to ask you about that, and you took care of that for me. I have to ask you about your guy, Aaron Rodgers. They hang on against the Jets. The revenge spot comes through. What were your takeaways from that Steelers team, from that game, from that win? Are you still high on the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers and what this could be?
Yeah, I'm waiting to see. So I have so much money tied up in college football this weekend, man, that I want to bet the Steelers. I haven't got there yet. Right now, still sitting as 3-point favorites. I was hoping that they would get down to 2.5 or 2 or a cheaper money line price. I like them to beat Seattle. I was disappointed in Seattle on the offensive side of the ball. I do think they're going to have a top 10 defense. But Mike McDonald, I don't know that he's it as a head coach. I would not hire a defensive-minded head coach. See Matt Eberflus, right? I'm looking for Ben Johnson, Liam Cohen, an offensive-minded head coach. But with the Steelers, I actually bet them to win the division. Now, the Ravens on paper, the best team. But the Ravens every year, I'm just not really there with Baltimore for some reason, man, right? Like, Lamar's awesome. That defense should be great, but their price is out of control. Minus 165 to win the division, no thanks. The Bengals don't play any defense, and they're a letdown every year since they went to that Super Bowl. So, no thanks. Anything better than 5-1, I like this Steelers team. Rodgers played really well down the stretch last year. I think people forget he suffered the most devastating injury you could suffer. He was 40 years old at the time. But when they actually protected him and he had a clean pocket in New York, he could still make every single throw, like we saw last week. The defense was leaky against the Jets. I don't think they knew what to expect with Justin Fields running the offense. I expect the defense to be better this week, next week, the week after that. I know everybody knows Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. I like the Steelers this year, man. I think they're a perfect buy-low team. And, yeah, I'm an Aaron Rodgers guy. I mean, is he goofy as hell? Yes. But he entertains me, right? Like, would I rather hear an Aaron Rodgers interview where he's talking about lizard people and UFOs, or do I want to hear Russell Wilson? You know, I want to hear Aaron Rodgers 10 times out of 10. So go Steelers. And anything better than 5-1, I like them to win the division. I was impressed with him.
last thing here, or last two things. I shouldn't lie. Game of the week, Eagles, Chiefs. Where are you at on this one? I feel like you pull 10 people and they're probably split down the middle, but a lot of people out on the Chiefs after that week one loss. Where are you at on this game and on these teams?
I like the Chiefs. That said, you know, like I bet Pat Mahomes to win the MVP, and I'm a little bit nervous because he doesn't have any wide receivers left. Rashee Rice is still suspended for 5 more games. Right now, I guess, by default, Hollywood Brown in the year 2025 is wide receiver number one. Travis Kelce's a situational player at best. He's getting guys hurt out there. But I still, man, as long as it's Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, and Pat Mahomes, I'm just going to bet the Chiefs to win double-digit games, win that division, even though I do like that Chargers team, man. And I like them to bounce back and win this game. I don't think they start 0-2. Famous last words, right? Eagles probably win this game by double digits. I bet the Eagles last year to win the Super Bowl. I was really high on them before the year and in the Super Bowl because of that defensive line. And I worry about the Chiefs' offensive line. If it looks like it did last Super Bowl and Mahomes is running for his life, this is going to get ugly. But I expect the Chiefs to come in with a better game plan and bounce back and win this game. So not a huge bet, but I do like Kansas City here. And I still like them this year, man.
You taking the 6.5 with the Bears this week?
You know it. I'm really, 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 really mad about week one. So let's get into that real quick because I watched the All 22 and I'm a Caleb guy. God. I am disgusted with what I saw. And so, okay. Also, now did Kevin O'Connell, in my opinion, top 3 head coach in the league, by the way, eat Ben Johnson's lunch in the second half and Dennis Allen? Yeah, he did. But also Ben Johnson had the perfect offensive game plan going into that game. Caleb was missing. It looked like, honestly, going back and watching that game, man, it looked like the Detroit Lions offense, throws to be made, guys all over, open, and Caleb just wasn't seeing them for whatever reason. I don't know what's going on. Like, when guys are open, he can't hit them because the accuracy in college wasn't really an issue. Now, he picked up some bad habits, holding on to the ball too long. I hated seeing that in the second half, him trying to make plays. But, man, terrible second half, huge letdown. But I do think that the Bears bounce back and at least cover the number. I'm not there with the Lions. The Lions didn't even get into the end zone against Green Bay until garbage time. I'm not there with Dan Campbell. I've joked that I think he's a glorified gym teacher. I know he's a big rah-rah guy. That stuff is fun when you're 11 wins, 14-win team. Let's see if that works when the Lions start 2-3 this year. More outdoor games for Goff. Take away Ben Johnson, and I think Jared Goff goes to being the guy that was benched for a man named John Wolford with the Rams. Give me the Bears here to bounce back, at least to cover the number. They might not be as good as I thought, though, Jake, right? Like, you know when I really got worried? Granted, it was the preseason, that first half against the Chiefs, when Mahomes just lit him up, I was like, oh no, I may have overhyped this team again. I do like Ben Johnson. I think he's going to be fine. I'm starting to get a little worried about Caleb, though.
Yeah, that is fair, and I'm sure the calls have already been happening on this station with the calls for Tyson Bagent, but I don't listen to those because I have I have critical thinking skills. Real quick, Horvath, before we let you go, Cubs 7-1 to win the NL. Are you interested?
Absolutely not. Are you kidding me? No. Jake, I don't know about you. I still think that the Dodgers win the World
Series. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not trying to.
We're overthinking it, right?
I actually kind of like.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
That it's been a disappointing regular season for them. Let's not remember that they lost like every single arm the first 3 months of the season. It was like, wait till they get Glass now back. Wait till Otani starts throwing. I know it's baseball and it's only one guy, but I just don't want to bet against Shohei Otani, man. In my opinion, he's the greatest to ever do it. I love watching him. Sure, I hope the Cubs get it done, but I don't trust the rotation. I sure as hell don't trust the bullpen. I don't trust the lineup. And I don't really trust Craig Counsell. I love Craig Counsell. I covered the Brewers in Milwaukee. I love the way that he used his bullpen there. But let's not forget the arms he had in that bullpen, right? Josh Hader in the prime of his career. Devin Williams is the setup man before he punched a wall for whatever reason and broke his hand. Brent Suter. You know, I still like the Brewers better than the Cubs. Nobody wants to buy in on the Brewers. And I know they've kind of come back down to life, but I trust that rotation, that bullpen, that coaching staff. I'm not there with the Cubs. But if I had to place a bet, even though it's a crappy price, I like the Dodgers. I think we're overthinking this.
Oh, Horvat, I could kiss you right now. That is the perfect lead into the next segment where I'm going to talk about Major League Baseball and the futures. And I'm going to make that exact point. God, you're the best. Ryan, I appreciate you, brother. At Ryan Horvat on Twitter. Catch him on BetMGM tonight on the BetMGM Network, Monday through Friday, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. You're the best, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. And hey, everybody, thank me when you guys watch the Colts upset everybody's favorite team, the Broncos, this weekend. Go Colts. Bo Nix sucks.
Ryan Horvat, BetMGM tonight, BetMGM Network. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvat, at his name. On the other side, just like I said, we are going to talk some baseball. That was a perfect lead. I think Horvat's exactly right. We're overthinking this with the Dodgers. We'll get into that on the other side. This is 670 The Score. Early Odds continues right after this. All right, welcome back. 670 The Score, Early Odds. Jake Hassan with you for the rest of the hour. Thank you to Ryan Horvat of BetMGM Tonight, the BetMGM Network, for coming on the show. You can follow him at his name, at Ryan Horvat on Twitter. Always great to have him on. Had a ton of bets for today in the college slate. Got some NFL thoughts as well. Horvy likes to fire, man. He's always got a ton of bets. We will get into my bets for the college slate and the NFL slate to end the show. But listen, you guys know that I'm a big-time baseball boy, and there's a lot of actually really interesting stuff happening with the baseball. And as far as few, and we're down to the last couple of weeks. Each team has about 15 games left here. We are in the stretch run, and there's just a couple of things that I think are really interesting. And I don't think they're like division bets to be made. Maybe a couple make the playoffs bets to be made here. But what I do want to say, first and foremost, I am so out on the Seattle Mariners still. I think this is more about the Astros, and you've, listener, have heard me talk about the Astros on the show, and I'm still pretty bullish on that team. I still think that they have the goods. As they get healthier, and it really sucks that Luis Garcia left just his second start of the year earlier this week for Houston, and it's unclear how long he's going to be out, but as they get healthier, and I'm really high on Christian Javier. I think he has insane upside. He has ace upside. Now, Framber Valdez has been terrible. And if he's not right, then this team's dead in the water. Because in the playoffs, you can't have a staff or a rotation that's one guy. You can't even have if it's just two guys. And look how that went for the Tigers last year. You can go on a run and you could patch it together, but you're not going to win the World Series. And for me, with the Astros, part of why I was so high on them is because they had Hunter Brown, ace. They had Framber Valdez, borderline ace, a number one at least. And then they had a third spot that they could fill with Christian Javier, or at the time, Luis Garcia. And even Jason Alexander has looked really good since Houston acquired him from Oakland. I guess I should preempt that with, I mean, really good relative to a number three starter. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm into Houston. And I'm also in it because they have the star power. Altuve, Correa has looked awesome since he came over from Minnesota and made his return to Houston. Yordan Alvarez is back. Once Jeremy Pena is back to normal too, like that's going to look really good for Houston. So I really like their lineup as well. I think they have a good bullpen. I think they have a really good manager. And just when I look around the AL picture, like I don't trust the Mariners as far as I can throw them, really, because I think that this team is just fraudulent. It's patchwork, especially in the lineup. Like, yes, they have Julio, who has looked much better over the last couple of weeks. They traded for Josh Naylor and Eugenio Suarez. They have Randy Rosarena. They have Cal Raleigh. But it's just so hot and cold. Like, look what we saw with Cal Raleigh, where at times he looks like the MVP, and at other times he looks like you and me up there. And so I want nothing to do with Seattle. I like their pitching. I really like Brian Wu, especially. I'm definitely going to be betting him for Cy Young next year. But when I just look at the rest of, like, Bryce Miller is still figuring it out. George Kirby's still figuring it out. Logan Gilbert can't pitch away from home. So when I look at all of that, it just makes me not have a lot of faith in them. And I look at a team like Houston. Honestly, I even like some of the AL East teams more than I like Seattle. Which brings me to my next point. I think Boston has the goods, too. I think, like, Boston, even without Roman Anthony, has looked really, really strong. And has looked like a team that can go to the World Series and maybe win the World Series, especially once Roman Anthony comes back. They're going to be in the playoffs. I do think there's an outside chance they could still steal the division away. But once we get there, I am going to be in on Boston. Because you look at Crochet at the top, and he's obviously an ace. Like, he's going to finish second in the AL Cy Young. He's really, really good. But as much as we have ragged in the past on Lucas Giolito, on Brian Bayo, they've looked pretty good. And now the Red Sox are calling up these guys, too, who are just stepping in and pitching awesome. Connelly Early, 11 strikeouts in his debut. Peyton Toole, really awesome in his debut as well. So I think if you go something like Crochet, Giolito, Early or Toll, and then Brian Bayo, I think you could be cooking with gas here. Aroldis Chapman, by the way, hasn't allowed a hit since April. He's been low-key the best pitcher in baseball, or the best reliever in baseball, all year. So they have a lockdown closer. They have, and I was having this conversation with friend of the show, Isaac Trotter, too. They have probably the best manager in baseball, a top three manager in baseball, Alex Cora is. A guy won a World Series already. And then that lineup, like once Roman Anthony comes back and you pair him with Alex Bregman, World Series winner, Nathaniel Lau, World Series winner, like, and I know that doesn't like put a ton of fear into your body, but Jaron Duran's still a very good player. Trevor Story's played pretty good, well. I think this Red Sox team could have the goods. I like them certainly more than the New York Yankees. Here's number one pitcher Max Fried, who has been very streaky. Here's number three, Luis Gil. What? Aaron Judge is starting to play like an MVP again. And I mean, he has the whole time. That's why he's minus like 500 now for the MVP. Going to win, by the way. But I just, the rest of that team, like Anthony Volpe gets clowned on Twitter every other second. Jazz Chisholm, it disappears for long stretches of time. Now, if everything's working for the Yankees, certainly they can be a World Series team. We saw it last year. But I just don't trust that rotation. I certainly very much do not trust that bullpen, and we know what the manager is. He is definitely a manager of all time. There is no doubt about that. And then the Blue Jays. I am not a Jose Berríos guy. I never have been. He has been a guy that I've been very eager to fade. Old man Kevin Gausman, who looked very good in his start a couple days ago. I'll give him that. Against the Astros, who I famously spent just 5 minutes talking about how much I like them. And then it's Shane, the ghost of Shane Bieber, the ghost of Max Scherzer. And now if Bo Bichette's going to be out, that lineup takes a huge hit. I love Vladdy and I love George Springer. George Springer, by the way, low-key MVP season. Not going to win, obviously, but it's going to be in the top five in the voting. Not that you can bet that or that's any actionable at all. But I don't know. I just don't have faith in this Blue Jays team. They reek to me. They seem just like the sexy team that everybody wants to root for every time that they're in contention, and then they just flop. Like, the Blue Jays to me are the American League San Diego Padres. Everybody gets excited. Everybody wants to bet them. Everybody gets infatuated with the star power and the names, and then so I really like the Astros still. I'm coming around on the Red Sox. I want to believe in the Tigers so bad, but like, Jack Flaherty looked really, really good in his start against the Yankees, and we know he can get up and he has ace upside, but I don't trust him. And then after him, it's what? Reese Olson, I guess? So the Tigers are fun, and I add a pitcher this winter, please, God. Or hopefully, I mean, Jackson Jobe, you're not going to see him until the end of next year, so can't count on him for much. So the American League, to me, comes down to the Red Sox or the Astros. I'm probably going to be wrong. I am a lot. But I just don't trust any of these other teams. As far as the National League goes, I want to bring something up. Because if you go and you look at the World Series odds, your new World Series favorite, the Philadelphia Phillies, at one book, at least. But I still think that's really interesting because I've said this. I've talked about this. And the Phillies are 8-2 in their last 10. They've won 4 straight. Great. Awesome. This is their upside, certainly. But without Zach Wheeler there, and Aaron Nola isn't going to pitch like he did earlier in the week against the Mets. He gets up for those Mets starts. We know this. So then it's Christopher Sanchez, stud, and then it's Jesus Luzardo, Ranger Suarez, and Aaron Nola, which certainly has upside, 1,000%. Could take you to the World Series. The depth is there. But we know how erratic and volatile Jesus Luzardo is. Same thing with Aaron Nola. Ranger Suarez is pretty steady, but you're really only getting 5-6 innings out of him. And that Phillies bullpen is shaky. Strom and Duran have been really, really good. But I just, when this lineup disappears, like, it's just a bunch of us out there. You know what I mean? Like, when they're on, when Schwarber and Harper and Castellanos and Turner are all clicking, it's great. But that, think about earlier in the season with Phillies fans, and granted, Phillies fans are insane, said with love, as a fellow insane person. But Phillies fans were ready to burn the stadium to the ground earlier in the year because the offense couldn't score. So when you go up against a staff like the Dodgers or the Padres, like, how do we think this is going to go in the NLCS should you get there? And so my overall point being, I think there's value on the Dodgers. I think we're all overthinking this. And I know that's not fun, and I know the Dodgers were the odds-on favorite to start the year, and they have been for most of the year, and at some books still are. But I think we're overthinking this. They have the star power. They don't have to pitch Ohtani in the postseason if they don't want to because they're getting healthier, what with Blake Snell and Tyler Glasnow coming back to join Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who has like been underrated all year. Like, I feel like I did not hear Yoshinobu Yamamoto's name that much, if at all, this year, which is bizarre. Because he's been phenomenal. So all of that to say, I think we're overthinking this. I think it's just going to be the Dodgers, which is to say, this isn't to say we don't have betting opportunities. You can play exactas for Astros Dodgers at 25-1. Astros Red Sox at about the same price. And if you want to take it a step further, go Dodgers over those teams, because I think the Dodgers are just going to win the World Series. I think everybody's going to get excited about the Mariners and the Padres and the Blue Jays and the Brewers, and they're going to be fun, and it's going to be the story. Oh, look at the regular season they had, and then the Dodgers just steamroll everybody. Have you noticed that Mookie Betts has turned into Mookie Betts again too, by the way? Looks like MVP Mookie again. Shohei Ohtani going to win the MVP. Freddie Freeman, we know the monster he is in the postseason. Teoscar Hernandez is awesome. And then with that rotation, take Ohtani out of it, you're still three deep with all guys who can win or have won Cy Young Awards / All-Stars. That's not even mentioned Clayton Kershaw, who's looked way better. Turn back the clock. So I think we're overthinking this, friends. I think it's the Dodgers. Start putting in those exactas. Put in whatever you got, because I think they have the juice. Unfortunately, nothing to talk about with awards. NL Rookie of the Year, really fast. Cade Horton is your favorite. And this is for my Cubs fans here on 670 The Score. This is Early Odds, by the way. I'm Jake Hassan. Cade Horton can win. He's your favorite, deserved favorite. I think it's going to be come down to him and Drake Baldwin. But this could flip, man, really fast. You guys know I don't like to bet pitchers in this market. And he could win. Obviously, I got burned last year with Luis Gil and Paul Skenes. But Horton is one bad start and one Drake Baldwin big game away from Baldwin being the favorite. So, listen, I've stayed away from this market for the last 4 months, 3 months, because I don't have a feel for it. It just changes every week to week, and I don't like any of the guys. You know, there is no Nick Kurtz. There is no Roman Anthony in the National League side. It's just a bunch of dudes. And it's like, all right, I guess it's Cade Horton. So, sure, he could win. Minus 130. Okay. I'm not going to bet that because that could change in his next start. He's been great. Not to take anything away from him. He's been awesome. But Drake Baldwin goes and has a 2-home-run game, and Horton goes 5 innings and gives up 3 earned. It flips. And he hasn't thrown that many innings still. So he's on very precipitous ground, is my point. Could still win. Could absolutely win. But for me, I'm not laying that price. Not saying to go rush and bet Drake Baldwin, because he could absolutely continue to fade away. But I don't have a good feel for this market. I need it to be over. AL's great. Shout out Nick Kurtz. That market's been off the board for like 2 weeks. But I digress. That is the baseball segment with Jake Hassan. This is Early Odds. This is 670 The Score. On the other side, our final break, I am going to give you my full hashtag card for my NFL picks, my college football picks. That is coming up next. So stick around. We close the show with all of my bets. Welcome back, 670 The Score. Jake Hassan with you. Early Odds. We are closing the show here on this lovely Saturday in September. A great time.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
To be alive during football season. And of course, as we talked about in the last segment, baseball's still going on, by the way. I know not that many people care, so we will close the show here with my full card, everything that I have for NFL and college football. Start with the NFL. We'll work backwards because the NFL is king. Support the Shield, as always. Let's start with the first game that popped to me, and this is a little gross. I talked about a lot of gross games last week. And I'm going to go back to it. I am going to touch the stove again. They kept it close. It was a sweat for the backers of the Denver Broncos. Now I think in Tennessee, at home, I think Cam Ward could ball out here against the Rams, who already have offensive line issues again. Matt Stafford, famously with his bad back. I would love to get six. And if we do get a six that pops, I'll double down. But I'm fine taking the 5.5. With the Titans. I think this team could be kind of plucky. I think Cam Ward just might be that good. And this Rams team, I'm just not super sold on, especially if they're going to have offensive line issues. This Tennessee defense and pass rush is actually pretty decent. So I'll take the first home game bump for Cam Ward. I will take the 5.5 with the Rams. You know, while we're at it, let's just, what's Cam Ward's passing props? Let's see what we got here. What are we working with? 196.5. I will take that over. Yep. I'm way into that. So let's add Cam Ward passing total over 196.5 to that card, to the card. My card? Sure. I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say. I'm going to skip over Browns and Ravens because 11.5 is crazy. It's crazy. You know what I mean? It's just too much. So for that reason, I'm just going to stay away from that game because I want nothing to do with that. But before we get into the bets that I do actually like on the NFL slate and things that I do have on the card, just a reminder for you that Football Talk on the Score is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. You can find the rest of Jake Hassan's NFL picks exclusively right here as we continue going through the card. I think the Buffalo Bills are going to smash the Jets. It's inside of 7. We're sitting at 6.5 right now, and I think that the Bills could win this game by 2 scores. I personally bet the alt line 13.5 because I think the Bills are going to come out here coming off that comeback win against the Ravens, and I kind of think that the Jets are getting too much hype here after their close loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know it's in New York, but Buffalo also famously in New York. So is it really that big of a disadvantage? I like the Bills here. I think they absolutely smash in this spot going against the New York Jets. I'm exactly aligned with Horvat, who you heard in the first segment talking about the football slate this week. San Francisco -3, I think we're all overreacting. I get why it came down from 4.5 and fives. I think 3 is perfectly fine with San Francisco. I'm going to lay that with them. I think Kyle Shanahan will have a plan. I still think the Saints team is not very good. I am absolutely laying the 3 with San Francisco. I have full faith that they are going to figure this one out. I like Jacksonville too. Over field goal, sitting at 3.5 right now. I'm a little scared because nobody's mentioned Cincinnati. Everybody that I've talked to, and you guys know I talked to people like Horvat and PJ Glasser, Sammy P, Joe O. Nobody's mentioned Cincinnati, which is a little scary. But I'm still, regardless, I think this is going to be a bounce back spot for the Jaguars. Liam Cohen was saying that Trevor Lawrence missed all these throws to Brian Thomas last week. I think they're going to correct that. I like the Jaguars plus 3.5. I also agree with Horvat on the Colts. I think they went outright. I want them on the money line. I'm kind of buying this because I think this is what it's going to be. The beginning of the Daniel Jones flash in the pan. He shows up, shows out before he inevitably in like week 4 or 5 completely crumbles. So while we are still on the Daniel Jones honeymoon phase, I'll bet on the Colts. I will take the money line with them. I know the Cardinals got away with one kind of against the Saints. I'm going to touch the stove again. I know I've said that a lot today. I'm going to touch the stove again. Give me the 6.5 with the Cardinals. I love Jonathan Gannon. I really like what this offense could be for the Cardinals. I'm going to lay the 6.5 with them. Eagles and Chiefs, I'm just going to watch it. I'm good. I don't need to get into all that. It's not something I'm particularly interested in. It's not something that I feel like I am super compelled where I need to have a bet. If I had to, it'd probably be the Eagles for all the reasons we talked about in the first segment. I think this Chiefs team has some problems. They could still be good and still win double-digit games, but I think this Eagles team is just better. This I love. I kind of think the Falcons got jobbed last week. They missed a kick for the win, for the tie. One missed field goal away from winning that game, I feel like. I think this Falcons team has a ton of upside. This Vikings team, now with J.J. McCarthy welcoming his first child, who knows what this is going to be. The Vikings should have lost to the Bears, let's be honest. So give me Michael Penix Jr. I think he gets his revenge against J.J. McCarthy for that national championship game. Getting more than 3-2 is a huge plus in that one. I'm going back to the Raiders, too. I think that this Raiders team is not getting nearly enough credit. I think they can be a average team, not a bad team. So I'll go back to the Raiders as well, and I'll take the points with them. I don't know that they win the game against the Chargers, but I think they could keep it close. And obviously, since I'm taking the 3, I think that they could keep it inside of 3 and at least cover that number. As far as the college games go, I am going to continue to fade Florida. Give me LSU all the way. Nussmeier's amazing. If we get back inside of 4 with Georgia, I'll be with Horvat on that one. I'm not super sold on this Tennessee situation. Do like the over in that game, though. Two offenses that I think should be able to make this work. So over 49.5, it's high. I think it's okay. I really like the total in that one. And I'm kind of with Horvat on Notre Dame and Texas A&M. I think A&M might be the side there, but as far as the college slate, a little bit lighter for me, but if you missed or want any of the college bets, you can go back to the first segment where we talked to Ryan Horvat of BetMGM Tonight of the BetMGM Network. He had a ton of plays to give out there that are really good, and he's really sharp because he's really good at this. But that does it for me. I have been Jake Hassan. This has been 670 The Score. This has been Early Odds. Thank you for listening. As always, we will see you same time, same place next week. Good luck to everyone. Boys, hit the music.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.